Bav Metzia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Base 7-2. The previous Mishnah had said that there's obligations for the employer to provide what's normal in that time and place to the employee. But the Torah itself, on a Doraisa level, provides that people who are working with food in certain circumstances are allowed to eat the food while they're working with it. So our Mishnah is going to describe those parameters, meaning even though in the previous Mishnah we said everything goes, the default is what's normal, but you could stipulate less than the normal. You can't stipulate less than what the Torah allows. So this is a Torah obligation. And it's based on a psukim in Devar. The psukim say, Ki savo bekerem re'echa, when you come into the vineyard of your fellow Jew. But Chazal understand the tradition is that it doesn't mean anybody who walks in, it means a worker who's there to work. Va'achalta anavim kenafshecha savecha. You are permitted to eat those grapes kenafshecha, to your heart's content, savecha, until you are to satiety, until you're totally full. Vel kelyacha lo siten. But into your containers, you may not put them. And you can't save the grapes for later, but you can eat as much as you want now. Kisavova kamas re'echa. Similarly, the next pasuk says, when you go into the field with standing grain of your fellow Jew, v'katafta malilos biyadecha, you're allowed to pluck out stalks, ears of grain, with your hand, and you could sort of eat those raw kernels, whatever it is, but v'chermesh lo sanif al kamas re'echa, but you may not literally wave your sickle against the standing grain of your fellow Jew, meaning that you're not allowed to harvest in wholesale amounts for yourself as you're harvesting for him, but you can pluck out, you know, stalks one by your hand and eat those as much as you want while you're working with them. So those psukim essentially are going to come to teach us that workers who are working with food are permitted to eat while they work. Now our mission is going to basically say that there's only a window when it is permitted. I'll call it three stages. Let's talk about grapes, okay? So let's say you've got a vineyard growing and you're intending to make wine. So there are going to be three stages. We'll call them stage A, stage B, and stage C. Stage A is going to be too early to eat those grapes if you're working in the field. Stage B, that's the window where you are allowed to. And stage C, it's too late. Okay, now, what's confusing about this Mishnah at this point is we're going to refer to the transition from A to B and the transition from B to C, both as being gemar malacha, the completion of the work. So that's confusing, okay? But the point is, stage A is before the, if we're talking grapes, before the grapes are ripe, okay? Before they reach the time when they're appropriate to pick. So let's say, for example, you're working in a field that has unripe grapes, you're just sort of, I don't know, fumigating, you're weeding, you're, you know, I'm taking care of, you know, the needs of the plants. So those workers are not allowed to eat from the grapes because they're not yet reaching gemar malacha. Once they ripen and they're ready for picking, so they come in to pick the grapes. At that point, they are, yes, allowed to pick and eat the grapes for themselves. So that's called gemar malacha because they've finished ripening on the branches. And then now we're in stage B. And stage B, from when they're ripe to be picked, and then also when you pick them, you're going to step on them and you're going to, you know, collect the juice into like the gas, the vat in the ground. So that process is not yet that's all stage B. And then once it's ready for sale or storage, in the case of wine, to be for storage in the barrels, that now transitions to what we call stage C, which is it's finished processing now, which is ready for storage or for sale. And that being the case, it becomes forbidden all over again. Okay? So that's what our mission is gonna say. But again, the transitional from A to B and from B to C both are called gemar malacha, so it's confusing. Here it says inside, ve'elu ochid min ha-Torah, the following workers are permitted to eat based on Torah law. Ha'osa b'mechubar l'karka, assuming that a person's working with produce which is attached to the ground, so it's still on the vine or on the stalks on the tree. B'shas gemar malacha, from the time that it has finished ripening. Here gemar malacha means finishing ripening, meaning it's ripe to be picked. The time has come to pick it. So then it becomes permitted at that point, if you're working on the picking stage. Uva talush, if you're working with produce which has been detached from the ground. So then, for example, the grapes have been picked, but now you're working with, you know, the processing between when they become, from grapes until they become, you know, grape juice in the vat. So, uva talush, min ha karka, if they're detached from the ground, Ad shlo nigma malachto, so long as you haven't finished processing them, meaning that it's time now that they're chayev in maaser, or if they're grains, they're actually chayev in challah. Okay? The mitzvah of challah, that's when the grain is turned into dough. So that's permitted in during stage B, but once it becomes gemar malacha, finished processing and ready for sale or storage, you enter stage C, and it becomes forbidden all over again. Badavar shegidulu min ha'aretz, and this only applies to foodstuffs which grew from the ground, meaning if you're like making cheese or milking cows, there's no window to eat that stuff, okay? Ve'elu she'enen ochlen, now these people may not eat from the produce with which they're working. If you're working with produce which is still attached to the ground, like the grapes, but in the period when they're not yet finished ripening, this again means ripening, so they're too early to pick. If they have been picked, so then what is the stage for the produce that you can eat it? If you're now we're saying when you can't eat it, so it's if you're talking about detached produce, in a karka that are no longer attached to the ground, ma'achar shenigmar malachto. Once they've finished being processed, meaning the obligation for meister comes in, they're ready for storage or for sale. At that point, it's now too late, you can't eat them anymore. Uvadavar she'en gadulim in ha'aretz, or things that didn't grow from the ground at all. So again, if you're making cheese, then you can't eat from the cheese while you're, or drink from the milk that you're using once it's done. Okay. Now, or choose anytime. Not just one of them, anytime, because it doesn't apply to milk and cheese. Now, if you look in the Pesukim, it only talks about the first stage. The first stage meaning when you're harvesting, when it's still attached to the ground. So how do you know it applies to, again, when it's detached? That's based on a separate section of the Torah, which talks about animals, who essentially going to have a hekesh, they're going to be equated with human workers. Animal workers, the Pesuk says, lo sachsom shor bedisho, you may not muzzle your ox while it is threshing the wheat in the field and threshing floor, and it applies really to any animal. It doesn't matter if it's a donkey that's pulling or a cow that's pulling the threshing equipment. The point is, you can't muzzle the animal, meaning you can eat freely from the grain while it's working it. So there's an equation that connects animals and people in this regard. So just as animals must be allowed to eat freely while they're working with the detached produce, while it's before it's ready, like, finished processing, so too people. Okay, that's the basis of it over here. And this essentially is, to the extent people are working with produce, it's la halacha.